This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities in the U.S. said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California has grown to become the second largest wildfire in state history, with three people reported missing and thousands fleeing the advancing flames. The so-called Dixie Fire now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but only one of 11 major wildfires in California. CAL FIRE says the blaze remained 21% contained Sunday, unchanged from the day before. Crews estimate the fire, which began July 13th, will not finally be extinguished for 2 weeks. A former assistant who filed a criminal complaint against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo last week on accusations he groped her in the governor's executive mansion is speaking publicly for the first time. In a televised interview to be broadcast on Monday, she says the governor, quote, needs to be held accountable. She is one of 11 women Cuomo is accused of sexually harassing, according to an investigative report released by the state attorney general's office last week. The woman said she filed the report to hold Cuomo responsible for his actions. Quote, what he did to me was a crime, she said in an excerpt released by CBS on Sunday. Quote, he broke the law. Cuomo has so far resisted widespread calls for his resignation, including from fellow Democrats such as U.S. President Joe Biden, but he could soon face impeachment and removal from office by state lawmakers. The governor has denied any wrongdoing, though he has acknowledged that his efforts to be affectionate with people he encounters may have made some people uncomfortable. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.